Good morning. We'll be singing hymn 566 this morning, one stanza at a time, interspersed after some Reformation theme readings. Psalm 68. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that proclaimed it. Isaiah 55. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Stanza 1.
Some saved grace free and boundless, my soul believe and doubt it not. Why stagger at this word of promise? Has Scripture ever falsehood taught? No.
The Lord foretold our need for continual reformation in His covenant of grace. Jeremiah 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Stanza 2.
Grace none dare lay claim to merit. Our works and conduct have no worth. God in His love sent our Redeemer, Christ Jesus, to this sinful earth. His death did for our sins atone, and we are saved by grace alone.
Our status under the law screams of our desperate need. Romans 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Stanza 3.
Grace, God's Son, our only Savior, down to earth to bear our sin. Was it because of your own merit that Jesus died your soul to win? No, it was grace and grace alone that brought Him from His heaven.
Behold, that grace Christ brought, Romans 3. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation, a sacrifice of atonement, by His blood, through faith, to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Stanza 4.
By grace this crown of faith is certain, as long as God is true it stands. What saints have
It is by grace that it may be certain. Romans 3. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law or principle of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Stanza 5. So set your anchor in His grace alone. John 8. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered Him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Stanza 6.
By grace on this I'll rest when dying. In Jesus
So for our Savior's grace, let us give continual voice. Glory and honor and blessing and power be to Him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb who was slain for you. In His blood, we are set free to be the people of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.